Yeah, I can feel the winter coming back to Jikoji. Been back a few days, and the rain and the cold. It was actually too cold and too wet to get the heat going in our zendo. We didn't have enough time, so we're sitting here in our big zendo. In the early times of Buddhism, at this time of year, at the rainy season, the monks and nuns who practiced all over would come together, and this was the rainy season, this time of year, the winter time, was a time for them to really work, to sit down together, remember their precepts, remember their teachings, and practice diligently, practice hard. And we began here with Rohatsu Seishin, and our kind of winter season. And now we had a little practice time on New Year's Eve, and this is a kind of time, traditional time, to really work on practice hard, and settle down, and be quiet. Later, at the end of the winter, we'll have a Parinirvana session with Angie. Continue our winter work. The time of beginnings now. Time to kind of settle in at the beginning point. Usually the beginning is not very interesting. It's not very exciting, it isn't very full. It's actually rather poor. And in Buddhist and other religions, they emphasize simplicity, the essential quality of something. But I actually like the term, it's almost too rich a term for me. Too idealistic a term. I prefer the term to be poor. Mm. Like, what did Jesus say? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who are not rich, who aren't wealthy, who don't have a lot of ideas, who don't have a lot of preconceptions, who aren't carrying an agenda, who are empty, who are poor, who are at the beginning. So again and again in this practice, and particularly in this tradition, the Zen tradition, coming back to the beginning is emphasized. And they say, every time you sit down for the first time. There's no experts here. Everybody's a beginner. People that have practiced for a long time, been doing this for many years, and people that are brand new, do the exact same practice. And do it together. There's no bhumis, there's no stages, there's no first you do this and then you do that, and then after you've completed that you do this. Everybody begins at the beginning again and again and again. Fresh start. So as we begin this new year, we can begin. Begin our practice. Begin to breathe. And we can appreciate being a little poor, in the sense of not having a wealth of experience, say, or a wealth of conception about what it is or what it isn't. It's just this. That's what shikan in shikantaza means, that just only, or only for itself, just for itself. There's a song that Dogen recommends. It's a dragon, it's called a dragon song. I won't sing it for you, sorry. Dragon, and traditionally in Chinese and Japanese tradition, the dragon is not a monster. It's a symbol of good fortune. Flies in the heaven and is good luck, manifests energy, fulfillment, heavenly aspects. One of Dogen's fascicles, Ru means dragon, and Gin means a song, dragon song. It states, in a withered tree, a dragon is singing. Dogen basically says, if the tree isn't withered, no dragon will sing. There's a conversation, a koan, about this. This is from Kyogen. The great master Kyogen was once asked by a monk, what is the way, or what is truth? And Kyogen answered, the singing of a dragon amidst the withered trees. The monk replied, I don't get it. I don't understand. The master tried again. He said, it's an eye that's still there in the skull. There was a later conversation, a kind of follow-up conversation, where a monk asked another teacher, Sekiso. He asked Sekiso, what sort of thing is this singing of a dragon amidst withered trees? Sekiso replied, even right now, its being is tinged with joy. The monk asked, just what is this thing about eyes and skulls? Sekiso replied, even now, there is its being tinged with consciousness. And there's another follow-up conversation, actually. Dungshan, one of our ancestors, Dungshan, there was a monk who asked Dangshang, just what sort of thing is this singing of a dragon amidst withered trees? Dangshang replied, the lineage hasn't been severed. The monk then asked, well, just what is this thing about eyes and skulls? Dangshang replied, not completely dried out. The monk then said, I'm not sure about this. Is there anyone who can hear it? Dangshang said, not one person in the whole of the great earth who has not already heard this. The monk again said, I'm still not sure of this. What is the song? Dangshang said, it's singing, but I don't know the words. So this is kind of a strange approach, maybe. Still a voice among those withered trees, a dragon sings. What is that for you? For me, sitting down like this is a kind of stopping. Sometimes in the past, the zendo, the practice hall, is called the dead tree hall. And you know, when people sit down like that, like we do, like we just did, if someone were to look at them, they'd say, they're not doing anything. They're kind of dead. They're still. They're quiet. Are they alive? Are they practicing being dead? What's going on? All day long, all life long, we're busy. We're really, really busy in this activity of making a person, making a me. And we're really good at it. And this is our job, you could say. Our default point. When we sit down like this, we stop. We stop production. And then, if we really stop, a dragon might sing. Dogen says later in his fascicle, he says, do not think that this tree has no spring. So this is kind of my winter song. To remember our work. Dogen said, when you find the place where you are, when you find the place where you are, practice occurs. When you find the place where you are, then practice occurs, actualizing the fundamental point. So, Happy New Year. In this time of a new beginning, it's okay, I think, for us to stop, to occasionally become quiet and become still, become like the withered tree. And if we can, we might hear a dragon singing. That's about all I have to say. Anybody would like to say anything? I really cheered you all up, didn't I? Would you like to hear a winter poem? This is one of my favorite poems. By Wallace Stevens. It's called The Snowman. Some of you know that? Some? One must have the mind of winter to regard the frost and the boughs of the pine trees crusted with snow, and have been cold a long time to behold the junipers shagged with ice, the spruces rough in the distant glitter of the January sun, and not to think of any misery in the sound of the wind, in the sound of a few leaves, which is the sound of the land, full of the same wind that is blowing in the same bare place for the listener who listens in the snow, and nothing himself beholds, nothing that is not there, and the nothing that is. Anybody have a winter song they'd like to share? Oh, some other little bit of information. We had a question about 108 bows. We did 108 bows for New Year's. And you know the malas have 108. And so 108 is this number, and not just in Buddhism, but I think in Hinduism as well. That's a kind of sacred number. And so I got an email from Kathleen, and the 108 represents the 108 kleshas. Do you know the word klesha? Klesha means to stain something. It's a staining. So traditionally when we say kleshas, it's greed, anger, and ignorance. Sometimes it's chanted that way. Or attachment, aversion, and delusion is another way of putting it. Those are the three classical or traditional groupings of kleshas. The kleshas that we hold on to or attach to, and then the kleshas that we push, the klesha or the staining from pushing away or averting, and anger. Anger is an expression of that, or any kind of aggression that's pushing away. And then aversion, and then ignorance is the third one, which is to basically check out, to ignore what's going on, to miss it. So those are the three groupings. But in the 108 there's 108 kleshas. And the kleshas, as they're described, are the six senses. So there's this sense of hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, seeing, and also consciousness itself. Those are the six. The klesha of those and the three reactions, basically as three reactions. So it's either positive in the sense of trying to hold on to it the same way, the three kleshas, or you're trying to push it away, or you're trying to ignore it. Not the six senses themselves are kleshas, but those reactions to them. So those three, the six senses times three, plus either attachment to an aversion of, make a total of 36 kleshas. And 36 times three, which is what's happening right now, what's happened in the past, and what's to happen, or what has the potential to happen, makes 108. So it's kind of a broad way of saying it's all one klesha, you know. So on New Year's we bowed 108 times, and we kind of confessed in a way that we've made some trouble, and we kind of released it in a way, let go of it.